When the opera La Traviata was first performed, it was a complete failure. The singers were ill chosen. The soprano especially was unfortunate. She was stout and entirely healthy in appearance, and when the situation of the opera called her to declare that she was dying of consumption, the audience could not suppress its mirthful derision. After this first performance, which took place in Venice on March 6, 1855, Verdi waited about a year. Then he gave it again, in the same city but at a different theater and with quite a different cast of singers. This time it was a brilliant success and soon made a great triumphal tour of Italy and later of the whole of Europe. The story of the unhappy Violetta follows quite connectedly the famous drama Camille by the great French novelist Alexandre Dumas. Violetta is a young and beautiful girl thrown by force of circumstances into a circle of gay and thoughtless beings who, like herself, devote their lives to pleasure. Among the throng of her admirers comes young Alfredo Germont, who soon falls deeply in love with her. She, touched for the first time by the sincerity of a real man's love, realizes the misery of her position and soon loves him also. The second act shows us the secluded cottage of Violetta and Alfredo in the country, where they have been living for 3 months. Alfredo is not at home, and during his temporary absence, his father arrives, having discovered his son's retreat. Germont Sr., a nobleman of prominence, has come to see Violetta to try and drive her to release Alfredo. He represents to Violetta that she is ruining the boy's career, and the generous girl, really loving Alfredo unselfishly, decides to give him up. Sacrificing her happiness for what she considers his best interest, she leaves their little home and returns to Paris. Some months later, Alfredo meets Violetta at a large social function, and, not realizing the generous motive that inspired her desertion of him, he publicly denounces her. Heartbroken, she returns home. For months, the ravages of consumption have been preying upon her delicate body, and now she is at the point of death. Alfredo finally learns the truth, but alas, too late, for he arrives only in time to brighten the last moments of her life as she dies in his arms. The duet that Alice Verlaine and Guido Ciccolini sing on this record occurs near the end of the opera. Violetta and Alfredo are together. Filled with remorse, he has just asked her forgiveness, and she, overjoyed at having him with her again, forgets for the moment her illness, and they plan to leave Paris together for the country and happiness. This is the point at which they sing the beautiful duet, Parigi o Cara, in which they hopefully discuss their future. Alice Verlaine is generally conceded to have one of the finest coloratura soprano voices in the world. She is well known in America and abroad. In the opera houses of Brussels, Paris, and London, she has achieved many remarkable successes. Her voice records exceptionally well and is heard to fine advantage on this record. Guido Ciccolini has sung abroad with Maria Barrientos, and has also appeared in this country.